What Happens to Us When We Die? By Fritz Peterson, 1942 to 2024. Greek philosophers have us convinced that our souls are immortal, but we are told that only Christ is immortal. 1 Timothy 6, verse 16. When we die, our body returns to the soil, and our spirit to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. But our soul, which was generated when God animated the soil with his spirit, goes to an unseen place. The word in Greek is Hades, and in the Hebrew is Sheol. Convinced that we are immortal and that our soul must be accounted for, most Bible translators use hell for Hades if the passage is referring to one who is wicked, or grave if the passage is referring to one who is righteous. But the fact is that every person, righteous and wicked alike, go to Hades, the unseen place. Here we have no consciousness. See Ecclesiastes 9 verse 5 and Psalm 6 verse 5. This is why those who are dead are sometimes referred to as asleep, where we also have no consciousness. We are totally dependent upon God to resurrect us, as he has promised to do. Some will object, pointing to passages such as Luke 23 verse 43, when Jesus tells the thief on the cross beside him, "I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." But all such passages are either mistranslated or misinterpreted because the translator believes we are immortal and renders the translation with that bias. As for Luke 23, verse 43, since there is no punctuation in the original Greek, the placement of the comma in this sentence is an interpretation. Based on what we know from elsewhere in the scriptures about death, the passage should have been translated, "I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." Not today, you will be with me in paradise. Others will object, saying, "Are you saying that my loved one is not in heaven right now?" Personally, I am comforted just as much knowing that my loved ones are asleep and that the next conscious moment they will experience will be with the Lord. Furthermore, what becomes of us is not determined by our own wishes or desires, but by God who created us and who is in full control of our destinies. Excerpt: Mickey Mantle is going to heaven.